fluffy white clouds in a blue summer sky. Handwritten letters appear, superimposed over the image. IFC Productions presents a Detour film production. Boyhood. Mason Jr., a tousle-haired, button-nosed boy of about 6 years old, lies on his back staring at the clouds.
Look at the stars, look how they shine for.
He has mousy brown hair and blue-green eyes. His mother, Olivia, rounds a corner at his school and finds him lying on the grass.
Yeah, they were all yellow. I came along, I wrote a song.
Hey, love bug, you ready?
Yeah. Hey, guess what, Mom?
What?
I figured out where wasps come from.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Well, I think it must be if you put rot into the air just right, it'll turn into a wasp.
Dang.
Yep.
That's cool. So how's your day at school?
Fine.
Hey, I had a good meeting with Miss Butler this time. I kind of liked her.
What did she say?
Well, she said that you weren't turning in your homework assignments. And I told her I know he doesn't because I check them every night. She said she found a big chunk of them crumpled up at the bottom of your backpack.
She didn't ask for them.
Well, baby, she doesn't have to. You're just supposed to turn them in. And she said you're still staring out the window all day.
Not all day.
And she said that you destroyed her pencil sharpener.
Not on purpose.
Wait, she said that you crammed a bunch of rocks in it.
I thought if we could sharpen pencils, maybe we could sharpen rocks.
Well, what were you gonna do with a bunch of sharpened rocks?
I was trying to make arrowheads for my rock collection.
Olivia drives. Later, Mason rides his BMX off the front lawn of the family bungalow. He has a helmet on. He and a friend pedal down a well-worn muddy track towards a wooded area just off their suburban street. Having got off his bike, Mason runs over to his friend, who is now spraying graffiti in an underpass.
Dude, my turn!
His friend is a few years older than him and about a foot taller with long, shaggy hair. Mason takes the spray can and paints a chunky letter Y on the wall of the underpass. Mason's older sister cycles up overhead. His friend.
Samantha!
Oh, Tommy, is Mason down there?
Yeah.
Well, tell him he has to come home for dinner.
Okay.
Samantha cycles off. Later, Mason lies on the living room floor watching cartoons on television. Olivia answers the door to a bearded man in shorts.
Hey.
Hey, sweetie. Weren't you ready? Hey, Mason.
Hey, Ted.
Come on, hurry up, let's go.
What time is it?
It's 9, let's go.
Okay, I meant to call you because Janice flaked out on a babysitter.
Oh, why didn't you call somebody else?
Well, I can't get a babysitter now, it's 9 o'clock. But you're welcome to hang out with us.
Well, no, I mean, we have plans, the guys are expecting me.
Well, you can go.
All right. You know, I'll come back in a couple hours. Is that okay?
Yeah, yes,
right.
It's okay.
Tim goes. Olivia reads to Mason and Samantha at bedtime.
Turn back. I don't want to talk to Moaning Myrtle. Who said Harry as they backtrack quickly? She haunts one of the toilets in the girls' bathroom on the first floor, said Hermione. She haunts a toilet? Yes, it's been out of order all year because she keeps having tantrums and flooding the place. I never went in there anyway if I could avoid it. It's awful trying to have a pee with her wailing at you.
Mason wakes and sits up in bed. He creeps out of his darkened bedroom and peers into the living room at Tim and Olivia.
As an excuse, I know you have to stay here with your
kids. You don't even know.
And after
why
do I always
have to? Immature life. You have no responsibility.
I have an immature life.
Okay, you know what it's like to be a parent.
No, I don't. And why am I responsible for your mistakes?
You don't think I wouldn't?
I'm not responsible for your life.
Don't.
I didn't call your kids.
You said you're responsible.
I know what I said. You know,
and
immediately you use your kids again.
This is the reality. I'm a parent. That means responsibility. I would love to have some time to myself. I would love to just go to a fucking movie. You don't think I'd like that? Go have some dinner. Go to a bar. I don't even know what that's like. I was someone's daughter, then I was somebody's fucking mother. Okay? I don't know what that's like.
Morning. Samantha hits Mason with a pillow.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, whoops, you think I'm love? I was set for the
stop!
Not that innocent. Quit it! The problem is this. I'm dreaming away, wishing the hills truly exist. I cry watching the days. You see, I'm a fool in so many ways. But to lose all of my senses.
What the hell is going on in here? Do you guys know what time it is? Mason, do not throw things at your sister.
She's faking. She hit me first.
Listen, both of you. I'm going back to bed. I don't want to hear another peep out of here for an hour. Go to sleep.
Mason leans down from his top bunk.
Faker!
Hey!
He closes his eyes. Standing up, Mason swings on a swing in the back garden. Tommy sits nearby. They look at lingerie models in a catalogue.
Oh, it's like down in the street.
Tommy leafs through the pages.
I know, right? Look at those.
Breasts.
Look at those.
Mason points at a picture. Mason sits on his own on a strip of soil between the clapboard bungalow and the fence, staring down curiously at the skeletal remains of a dead bird. Later, he eats dinner with his mum and sister at a small table in their pokey kitchen.
So listen, guys, I want to talk to you about something, and you might not like this idea at first, but we're moving to Houston.
When?
Well, soon. We should be out by the first so we don't have to pay two rents next month.
No, Mother, we're not moving. Nope, nope. Sorry, Mom. Nope, nope.
Samantha, I have to go back to college so I can make us a better living. With this job, I can't take care of us the way I'd like to. I can't keep going this way. And Grandma said she'd help us out, and it would be nice to be near her.
Fine, Mother. You can do whatever you want, but we're not moving.
What about our friends?
Baby, we can email them or write. We can come back and visit. And guess what? This place that Grandma found us, you'll each have your own room. Right? And there's a pool.
At bedtime.
Mom, do you still love Dad?
I still love your father. But that doesn't mean it was healthy for us to stay together.
What if after we move, he's trying to find us and he can't?
Well, that won't be a problem. He can call Grandma and she'll tell him, or he can call information. We won't be hard to find.
Is he still in Alaska?
No, that's what your uncle says.
Oh, I tamed polar bears or something.
Yeah, well, I hope they're taming him.
Day. A removals truck pulls away from outside the bungalow. Olivia prepares to paint over murals in the kids' shared bedroom. Their heights have been marked on the doorframe.
Here. You want to help me out?
Sure.
Okay. Take this paint very carefully and paint any little smudge or mark or anything on the baseboard there, behind the door, and all around the doorways on the inside.
On the phone.
She says we're going to come visit, and I'm going to write and call you. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I'm getting another call. Hello? Sorry, Tommy. Mason can't come over today. We're moving. And I'm on the other line. Bye. Alfia? I'm going to be sending Sailor Scout instructions.
Mason paints.
Email and write back telling me how the other scouts are doing. Well, because you're the leader now.
Okay, let's go, because I want to get there before it gets dark.
Goodbye, yard. Goodbye, Crepe Myrtle. Goodbye, mailbox. Goodbye, box of stuff Mommy won't let us take with us, but we don't want to throw away. Goodbye, house. I'll never like Mommy as much for making us move.
Samantha, why don't you say goodbye to that little horseshit attitude, okay? Because we're not taking that in the car.
Goodbye, old lady. Listen to rock music and ride the motorcycle.
They set off in their packed Volvo. Mason looks out of the window and sees Tommy on his BMX. Tommy waves goodbye. The Volvo 4x4 sweeps down an open freeway. Mason and Samantha fight in the back of the car.
Longest period of time wins. You guys think you can do that?
Okay, go.
They reach over the pillow barrier and try to tickle each other. The tall office blocks and skyscrapers of Houston, Texas, move slowly into view as they drive up an exit ramp on the freeway. It's evening as they park outside pleasant-looking clapboard apartment blocks. Morning, a little taller now, Mason grabs his backpack from his bedroom.
Bus will be here in 10 minutes. Put that homework in your backpack. Go eat.
He crams his homework into the bag and grabs a bright green folder.
Baby, go eat.
I am.
He hurries into the open-plan living space and sits down at the breakfast table where Samantha serves pancakes. She's grown too, and her long, dark hair cascades down around her shoulders.
Jadesti beaks I am a girl. Does that mean I have to survey you head?
Shut up! Mom! She's speaking that stupid language again!
Samantha!
I was speaking perfectly clear English, Mother. You know, he's a little slow in the head. He did officially flunk first grade.
Sit your butt down.
Yes, sir, Mother, sir.
She does.
All right, listen up, guys. Grandma's going to pick you up after school. Your dad's in town for the day, so you're going to spend the afternoon with him.
Is he moving back?